listening to Juno Afternoon. It's about 10 minutes until the top of the hour. Special edition here with Peter Kenyon, NPR international correspondent. We have a live audience today at 360 in the KTO building, and it looks like we have a question.
This is Mark Kelly. Good to see you back, Peter, and just so much enjoyed your work over the years. I was really interested in how you get your information, and you say you have translators to verbally, but, you know, having dabbled in journalism myself, it seems so much of it is reading. So can you read the newspapers of the different languages?
I don't read Turkish nor Persian, so they read the my Iranian translator, for instance, will read the Iranian press, and he will give me digests, you know, a paragraph on each story, and if it's of interest, then he'll go back and translate the whole thing for me. And my Turkish translator, the same thing. There are English language, Iranian, and Turkish papers as well that can get me started. And
then they have some source.
Yeah.
Material.
I see the English language stuff, and all of the good stories are not always in those papers, so you have to rely on your translators to sift through and find out what they're telling their own people.
And then another question on a totally different topic is, I've known a lot of people who traveled to Turkey, but looking at Erdogan and the new issues there, is it a safe place to travel for all American?
I would say yes. It is definitely safe. A couple of years ago, I would not have been so sanguine about it. There were things blowing up. There was a New Year's bombing at a nightclub. There's been other attacks outside of Istanbul. This last couple of years, it's been much better. All the tourists are back. They rely heavily on the Russians who go to the Aegean coast. That's a big economic mainstay for them. But, yes, there's been some more Americans showing up and certainly more Europeans. So, yeah, it's a lovely place
to visit. Would Americans be not liked there or frowned on? I mean, because there seems to be more conflict between Turkey and the U.S. now. Then.
It's one of those things where the governments don't like each other and the people very often just, you know, what you hear mostly is, you know, your government's weird, but you people are okay. You know, on a person-to-person level, people tend to work things out a lot easier.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
All right. You mentioned the love of writing and journalism is a way to write. Here we have a few minutes left on the show. Do you have time to do creative writing outside of journalism? And when do we get to see the memoir, the Peter Kenyon memoir?
Well, you know, every journalist thinks they've got a great book in them. Only a few actually do, but we'll see. Corey Flintoff has taken that path, I noticed, not to dodge your question completely, but he's actually retired now, and he's started putting out collections of short stories, and he's working on his creative writing, and that's kind of inspiring. I would love to be able to do that at some point. The workload makes it pretty tough, honestly. I guess I'm not disciplined enough to stay up all night writing
all day
working.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I would love to do that, though, sometime.
How many more years do you see yourself being in Istanbul, and then what?
That's a good question. I mean, 8 years is a long time for an NPR shift. It turns out it's just about as long as my predecessor, Ivan Watson, was there for 8, maybe 9 or 10 years, actually. Part of it for CNN. He started with us there. And so, yeah, we're talking, and I might be moving somewhere, but the decision hasn't been made, so I don't know where it would be yet. It could happen next year or the year after, though.
If you could pick, where would you go?
Well, I've always wanted to take a shot at Europe. You know, I don't want to spend the entire career in the Middle East. I've sort of got one foot in and one foot out now. And I was talking to Sarai Nelson, who we've talked about in this hour before. She's ready to move out of Berlin, perhaps. So none of that is decided, but that's one possibility.
Okay. You're listening to a Juno Afternoon here. It's about 5 minutes until the top of the hour. Peter Kenyon live here in the studio. Peter, remind us what you're doing tomorrow, Tuesday.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, tomorrow at 11:30 out at the Egan Lecture Hall at UAS, I'll be talking to some students, and the public is invited, no charge, and also no charge for Juno World Affairs Council right here at 5 o'clock.
And sorry, last serious question. One piece of advice for journalists here in Southeast Alaska.
You've got a great story here. Alaska's a wonderful place. Just dig around. It's amazing what you'll find.
All right, Peter, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been fun.